accomplish something that he's never done before, praise God, to his honor and to his glory. Now, I admit I need some help this morning. I need the help of the Holy Spirit. These words that we're going to speak this morning are perhaps the most important words that I've ever spoken on First Fruits. And I know it's easy to say, and we've said it often, don't miss Sunday night, but tonight is extremely important to understand sowing and reaping. Hallelujah. To understand the seed and the principle of the seed. But first of all, I want us to look at Haggai 2:8. And Lori, if you could read that for us. Haggai 2:8. Maybe stand up and speak it out loud. We have it on the screen as well. Oh, this is the time that you get a person on the spot and fumbling for those pages. It's on the screen, Lori. It'll help you there.
The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts.
Can you say that again?
Yes. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts.
And one more time.
Yes.
I want this to sink in one more time.
The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Where's Tony? Got your Bible with you? Well, you got the screen, you can put the scripture up. Psalm 50, verse 10. Oh, it's on the screen? Not yet. I guess I could have prepared these people beforehand, couldn't I?
Sorry, I didn't have a mic. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills.
Want to give it this again?
For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills.
One more time.
For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills.
Thank you. Now, would you say that if God owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills, and all the silver and gold is his, that he's sort of in charge? Amen. How many would agree with that? We could even say he's the boss. Let's see what Luke 6:38 says. Wayne, Luke 6:38.
Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again.
Okay, again?
Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again.
Thank you. I'm going to read another translation for the third reading. Given, you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. God needs you to be a giver. Say that again. God needs you to be a giver. When the principle of sowing and reaping comes into effect, you sow, you reap, you give, your gift multiplies, and multiplies, good measure pressed down, running over. Now, one of the reasons that we don't operate in the blessings is that we find it hard to receive. And we're going to have to learn not only to believe, but we're going to have to learn to receive. Yeah. It's believing and receiving. God wants to bless us. I said, God wants to bless us. I said, God wants to bless us. I was at a church ministering a number of years ago, and a young man inherited the family business. Sounds like a blessing, but actually, he ended up owing RIS $65,000. Now, I need to mention he worked at the church. He was waiting in the line to be prayed for. He had his first fruits offering and a note that he was believing God for this IRS debt to be met. He was just about at the altar to be prayed for when his buzzer beeped and he had to go take care of something in the church. So he just stepped up to the altar for a moment, bowed his head, prayed to God, I believe that you'll meet this need, and left his offering at the altar. He believed to receive. I said he believed to receive. Well, that week his lawyer and himself was meeting with the IRS to work out some terms on payment. When the lady in the IRS turned to the young man and said, if you didn't have this debt, if it was gone, would you go and buy a new car? And he replied, no way. She looked at him and she said, I don't know why I'm doing this, but we're going to wipe out this debt. Now, his lawyer didn't hear her because he was concentrating on the terms that he was going to work out. And she said, sir, I just said that we are forgiving this debt and you'll receive a letter within a couple of weeks. Now, that probably is a miracle as well, getting a letter in the government in 2 weeks. There was great jubilation with this young man when he shared it with the church, and a greater jubilation when the letter was received. How many of you know that the IRS doesn't forget $65,000 debt? Well, it happened when the power of first fruits offering went into operation and when a young man connected that with believing to receive. The key is you need to give a first fruits offering. Also, as Charlie mentioned, there needs to be a burden lifted, and the church needs you to give a first fruits offering. But even more important than that, God needs you to give a first fruits offering. Let me say that again. God needs you to give him a first fruits offering. Now, I didn't say God needs a first fruit offering. He owns everything. But God needs you to give. God needs you to give so that you can find favor and high esteem with God and with man. Now, I want us to grab a hold of this key thought expressed in Psalm 30, verse 5. It says, he has his favor is for your life. How many want God's favor for your life? And verse 7 says, your favor has made me secure as a mountain. God's favor is an unbeatable force that terminates the toughest famine, activates an overflowing harvest that readily relocates a person from the land of just enough or not enough, or being at the bottom of the barrel or being underneath the barrel, to the abundant land of much more than enough, to the land of abundance. It is God's invincible favor set in motion by the power of the first fruits offering. Now let me emphasize something about favor. It carries a special anointing that comes from God. When you have favor with God, you will have favor with man. And God will give you this favor because of your seed. He will give you so much favor that people who are unsaved and never been to church will start giving you things with no strings attached. There is such an anointing on the favor of God that all of a sudden there can be a suddenly. A suddenly for your healing. A suddenly that a need will be met. A suddenly that there will be divine intervention in your marriage. You say, well, I have a hard time believing that. Well, maybe it's time you start to see what God has done for others and believe what he's done for them, he will also do for you. You're in the same line, praise God. Take your Bibles and go to Proverbs chapter 3. And let's look at verses 4 and verses 9 to 10. and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. There is no question one of the sure ways of experiencing God's favor, God's blessing, every single day of your life is to honor him with first fruits. He will see to it that you never decrease. Rather, he will favor you and set you on high. Psalm 89:17 says, and in your favor can our horn is exalted. And the New Living Testament says, pleases you to make us strong. When you honor God with your first fruits, he will cause you to abound in all things and lack for nothing. He will cause his blessings to remain upon you and upon your household. Very simply put, when you honor God with your first fruits offering, you'll enjoy favor that he has for you for life. Now, the first fruit offering is a way to demonstrate the principle of putting him first in all things. It shows us the act of loving the Lord with all your heart, your soul, and mind. Now, we need to realize that the giving of our first fruit is an act of thanksgiving. Everybody say thanksgiving. Now, we have in Canada, our Thanksgiving is in October. Here in the United States, your Thanksgiving is at the end of November. And it's certainly the case in Canada, and in talking to a number of people, I understand it's also the case here in the United States, that Thanksgiving has really lost any spiritual value. It's basically a good day for the family to get together and have a great family time. But the spiritual reality of Thanksgiving for both Canadians and Americans has been lost. But as I was thinking about this, I felt God said to me, no, that's not the case. Because First Fruit Sunday is Thanksgiving Sunday.
Hallelujah.
This is our day of Thanksgiving, where we can thank God and we can honor God for all of the blessings he's brought in our lives. Amen. So happy Thanksgiving today. I said happy Thanksgiving. Praise be to the Lord. Now God, being righteous in all his ways, just didn't ask us to give our first fruits offering. He demonstrated the power of first fruits when he gave his son Jesus for the sins of the world. The first fruits is holy and consecrated unto God. Romans 11:16 says, just as the entire batch of dough is holy because the portion given is an offering is holy. And it goes on, for if the root of the tree is holy, the branches are as well. Would you remember that for me? If the root is holy, so are the branches. And we'll be dealing with that tonight. It's extremely, extremely important. There are so many blessings that go along with first fruits, but it's the principle of putting God first and the principle of faith that initiates the blessing. It's a trigger. That first portion is a portion that redeems the rest. That first fruit portion that carries the blessing. Aligning your life and your actions with first fruits, giving can't help but bring God's blessings. When they brought the sheaf of the first fruits and presented it to the Lord, it was considered to be sanctified and holy, so the balance of the sacrifice would be considered holy. It was a protection. It was a guarantee. It was a promise of the harvest to come. How many want protection and a guarantee and a promise of the harvest this year? Oh my goodness. If you don't want your share, I'll back up my truck to your door and take it if you want. How many want the blessing to be manifested this year in the full harvest? Amen. Now, I love those words, protection, guarantee, and promise regarding the full harvest. I love the power that's in the word protection. I love the power that's in the word promise. I was at a church in Titusville, Florida, when we were praying, and the young couple came up, and they felt that they said, we feel led to give all that we have as first fruits And they were rather nervous. And I asked them, did they have a peace about it? They said, well, we feel it's what we're supposed to do. We're a little concerned because it's going to take everything we have. This check will empty the bank account. So I said to them, why don't you go sit down on the pew there and just you and your wife pray. And just come up after at the end of the service and we'll pray again and see where the Lord takes us. So they came up again at the end, and I said, how are you feeling? I said, we have an overwhelming peace here. By now, everybody had been up and prayed for, and had given their first fruits, they'd been on their way and dismissed, and there was them and myself and one or two other people, and a man standing at the back, and nobody heard the conversation except those right with me. They put their check in for the first fruits, we prayed for them, they rejoiced. And as they were walking out, the man standing way, way, way at the back of the church, never heard any of this conversation, came up and handed the young man an envelope. And in that envelope was a check for $7,500. He hadn't even got out of the building, and God manifested that suddenly in their lives because of the protection that's available with first fruits. My God, protect the harvest that he has for you. I said, my God will protect the harvest that he has for you. Amen. Pray over your first fruits. Speak God's word concerning it, be presenting it to God. He's asking us to bring the first and the best. Now, we're told the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And many people have questioned this, why God had a respect for Abel's offering but not Cain and his offering. Cain's offering fell short of being the best. Abel offered unto God the sacrifice of blood, while Cain offered a sacrifice without blood. Abel brought God according to God's delight, while Cain brought to God what delighted himself without any regard to God. God condemned and rejected the worship of Cain because it lacked the best. Let's keep this real simple. When I give my first fruits offering, it's not only the best I'm going to give, it's the first, it's the best. But I like to think it this way, it's me stretching. Me stretching to give the very best that I can. How many of you realize, and how many of you experience this, when you're stretched in your faith, it doesn't bounce back. It's not like an elastic band that bounces back. But once you're stretched, you're stretched. And I like to think that I can stretch by doing the first and doing the best. God sees that as holy, set apart to him. He sees the balance of my giving as holy, and he puts his protection around it. God looks at our hearts when we give. When we give our first fruits offering, God respects that offering. And it's to be brought without delay. Don't postpone giving of your first fruits offering. It's to be brought with an attitude of thanksgiving, for God loves a cheerful giver. How many are always cheerful when it comes time to give? At least a half a dozen hands. I've got to admit, there's times I'm not cheerful. I think I'm supposed to be cheerful. I right now don't feel cheerful, but the amazing thing is once I release it, I'm cheerful. Yeah. Amen. Sometimes it's just taking that step of, I'm going to be obedient in this, and I'm going to give it, and when you do that, all of a sudden, you get a joy. Amen. You're cheerful. It's nice to start out that way, but if it doesn't come right away, at least you know it's going to come. God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. By giving your first fruits offering, you secure and sanctify the rest of the fruits. We give our first fruits of the full harvest and blessing of God may rest upon us. And by giving it, you demonstrate your appreciation, your thanksgiving to God for the things that he's done in your life. And it releases that anointing on your life. The Bible says the precious shall burst out with new wine. New wine symbolizes the anointing. The amount given is not a set amount, but rather it comes by personal revelation that you receive from the Lord. And there's times that the Holy Ghost will instruct you in a way that he doesn't instruct anyone else. For example, there'll be business people sometimes in the church may give first fruits offering, and a number of times a year when they see an opportunity about to present themselves to itself, they will plant a first fruits offering to see the manifestation of that come into effect. Now, the first fruits offering is also referred to the Feast of Harvest. This means in celebrating or giving our first fruits, we're invariably celebrating the harvest, which we will experience throughout the year, the harvest to come. The Feast of First Fruits was held every year at the beginning of the grain harvest. And during this time, and this is important, God commanded that the Israelites should not gather in or eat any grain from the harvest, not until after the very first fruit sheaf was given to him as an offering. The initial sheaf of the harvest was called the first fruits offering. He said to Moses, when you come into the land which I give you and reap its harvest, you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest, and when that is presented, the Lord is accepted and sanctified and holy. The whole thing is an act of faith. Therefore, bring in your first fruits with joy and thanksgiving. Give it celebrating and have expectation to receive when you act on the word of God. Proverbs 3:9 says to honor the Lord with the first fruits of all your increase. This is where we hear from God to the amount that we should give as we realize that it's a walk of faith. For some of you, we are just starting, and it might be a small sacrifice. This is a month's salary. Some of you have raised the bar much higher, and you've experienced the blessings of God. We are honoring and expressing our love to God. And the Word of God says that when we give, we will receive your gift for return full measure to you. There's a powerful offering in first fruits. I want you to take your Bibles and go to 2 Kings 4, 42 to 44. First fruits takes us from the land of not enough or just enough to a land of much more than enough. Put you in a place where you do not lack any good thing. Instead, you'll have it all abound because your God supplies all your need. This is a powerful offering that causes your resources to miraculously increase and multiply, which can supernaturally bring you out of debt, causing all your needs to be met. How many have any debt? Well, with that little amount of debt in this church, that should be one major first fruit offering today. Because hardly anybody's in debt in this place. How many here have any debt? Any at all? How many want that debt eliminated? To the honor and glory of God. We're not doing this just to get to receive. We're doing this to honor God. Amen? How many are believing for debt to be eliminated? Debt in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be eliminated out of the lives of the people at Calvary Cathedral. We bless you for it. We thank you, Lord, that people will be delivered and set free. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I asked you to go to 2 Kings 4, 42 to 44 and got off of something else, but let's go 2 Kings 4, 42 to 44. One day a man from Belshazzar brought the man of God a sack of fresh grain and 20 loaves of barley bread made from the first grain of his harvest. Elijah said, give it to the people so that they could eat. So it was from the first grain of the harvest. What, his servant explained, feed 100 people with only this. But Elisha repeated, give it to the people so they can eat. For this is what the Lord says. Everyone will eat, and there will be some left over. And when they gave it to the people, there was plenty for all and some left over, just as the Lord had promised. And what we see here is the incredible multiplying power of the first fruit offering at work. They honored God with the first. And the result was not only did they have enough to eat, but there was plenty left over. If you honor God with your first fruits, you'll have enough, and always plenty will be left over. I want you to realize that it's absolutely impossible for you to remain at the same place, when you faithfully and consistently honor God with your first fruits offering. Mark down Ezekiel chapter 4, verse Ezekiel 44, excuse me, verse 30. Ezekiel 44, verse 30 promises a blessing on your entire home. How many want not only you and your house to be blessed, but your children and your grandchildren to be blessed? It tells us when we bring our first fruits offering, it should be the first and the best, and there will be sacrifice involved. Abraham was willing to sacrifice his only son. Father God sacrificed his only son. And there's something very special about sacrifice involved in first fruits. It's an extraordinary offering that commands extraordinary blessings. When God directs you to give what you've never given before, you can believe that God's going to do something that he's never done before. He's about to do something spectacular, pivotal, an extraordinary phenomenon in your life. First fruits commands a blessing of a barrier breaking harvest. It's a very powerful offering that permanently shatters every stronghold of lack and hindrance that can be in your life. We so often struggle and try to break through and break forth in life, and I strongly suggest to honor God with a first fruits offering that is a sacrifice and watch those stubborn strongholds of hindrances rapidly come down. The devil will not be able to hinder you when you honor God with first fruits. Come on, if we're going to clap, let's clap. Praise God. Amen. Such amazing power is seen with the widow of Zarephath, whom God commanded to provide for Elijah. All she had was a little oil and some flour. She was going to make a cake for herself and her son to eat before they die. The man of God said, "Fear not, don't have fear, but give him some first." And miraculously, she sacrificed to him the prophet of God. As a result, the long-standing stronghold of lack and barrier of harvest were forever destroyed in her life, causing both in her son and her son to enjoy the overflowing harvest. Even in the midst of devastating famine, they were provided for because she gave her first. Not only her first, but she gave her last. She gave it all. In one moment, she went from being terribly broke to being tremendously blessed, from being exceedingly poor to being exceedingly rich, simply because she gave her all to the Lord. Sacrificial first fruits offering that continues to work for you to preserve you from future disaster. When you honor him with it, God will remember you for good and deliver you in a time of trouble. God remembered this widow for good. She sacrificed. He provided full abundance. There was no more lack and want. But in a time of trouble, delivering her son from the power of death, it was a sacrificial gift that she had given the Lord in the past that was now speaking for her good. How many want what you do today to continue to speak for your good? Amen. Giving a sacrificial offering changes your status. It will cause you to enjoy unprecedented favor and uncommon success in all you do. Look at Proverbs chapter 3 again. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4, "And so find favor and high esteem. 9 and 10, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty, your vats will overflow with new wine. A lifetime of favor awaits you." Begin to trigger a continuous flow of God's favor and blessing upon your life. Honor God with your first fruits offering. Never delay in bringing it to the Lord. As you do, he will remember you. for good and for favor in your life. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have the privilege of giving first fruits offering. We thank you for your direction in every heart, in every life. We pray as we just take a moment or two now to listen to your voice. We ask you to witness to us, to speak to us, to give us that peace that passes all understanding so we'll know what you want us to do, how much you want us to commit.